My message this morning is entitled, The Peace Fear Realization. Seemingly, since the dawn of humanity, peace has, well, it's eluded us. And yet, we still long for it to be realized. We still long for peace on earth. You can see it in songs with verses like, Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me, or the words of Robert Fulghum, the author of All I Really Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, who says, peace is not something you wish for, it's something you make. It's something you do, something you are, and something you give away. Dr. Martin Luther King had this to say about peace. Peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but the means by which we arrive at that goal. Clearly we still long for peace as a people. Leaders, poets, artists, musicians have all addressed our almost inborn human need for peace. Even the likes of Jimi Hendrix said, When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. One of my favorite reflections, though, came from John Lennon, who simply said, Give peace a chance. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice to give peace a chance? Wouldn't it be nice if there were no planes crashing into buildings, no mass shootings, no guerrilla warfare, no hostile takeovers, no torturing, no hatred of people just because they're, well, different than us? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if there was peace on earth? Or if you can't have peace between the nations, wouldn't it be nice if we could just have peace here in the U.S.? Wouldn't it be nice if the day after Thanksgiving people didn't get trampled because someone had to save $50 on an HD TV? Wouldn't it be nice if children weren't being abused, if spouses weren't being ignored and belittled? Wouldn't that be nice? Or if that's not possible, wouldn't it be nice if we at least had peace within the church? Wouldn't it be nice if we could come together to consider the Prince of Peace without mumbling under our breath about the way certain people act or about the music that we happen to be singing or about little things that really don't matter at all in the larger scope of God? Wouldn't that be nice? Or, you know, if we can't have that, wouldn't it at least be nice to have peace within our families? Wouldn't it be nice to have a whole weekend together where a husband and wife didn't end up in some kind of a heated argument? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if our children didn't fight? I know from experience that that would definitely be very nice. But you know what? If that's not possible, wouldn't it be nice to have peace within ourselves? Wouldn't it be nice if we weren't so harsh on ourselves? Wouldn't it be nice if we could worry less? Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have a compulsion to overeat or drink in order to just feel some sort of unknown emptiness? Wouldn't that be nice? We can't have peace between nations. If we can't have peace in our country, in the church, or peace even within our families, maybe at least we could have some peace within ourselves. Quote John Lennon again, now you may think that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. And not by far, as it turns out. I'd like to remind you of a true tale of peace that was not only wrapped up in the packaging of war, but it was unwrapped on Christmas Day. Christmas Day of 1914, to be exact. World War I. You see, the German troops in Belgium began putting candles on trees just outside of their trenches, making sort of makeshift Christmas trees, and they started singing Christmas songs. And before long, the opposing British troops actually joined in their singing. And as the tale is told, as all of the shooting went silent, the two sides joined together in an a cappella rendition of Silent Night. But you know, it doesn't just end there. The troops actually joined together in the dead zone, no man's land, between the trenches, and they exchanged gifts of whiskeys and jams and cigars and chocolates. There's tales of them turning that war field into a soccer field, and even tales of helping each other bury the dead in mourning together. deep down inside, somewhere in the corners of our very souls, don't all of us long to have a greater sense of peace? My observation has been that to some degree we all really, truly do. Sadly, in our fear-driven society, our fear-driven society seems to have taught us to hide that part of our humanity away. And instead emphasize the part that reacts to perceived threats, which is a bit strange. It's a bit strange that we prefer to emphasize reacting to perceived threats. From biblical times to the modern day Christmas story that I just shared with you, we have known that peace frequently comes by confronting our fears rather than living into our fears. The prophet Isaiah, the author credited with today's scripture reading, felt the same way. You see, he had the same longings. He too had this longing for peace, as if a person in a desert longs for water. You see, the year was 700 BC and the Israelites had been fighting. They'd been fighting for 40 years. First they fought with the Assyrians and then with the Egyptians and then the Assyrians again and the Egyptians again. Isaiah longed for peace because he had experienced so much war. So much war. He had heard the stories of Genesis and he believed that all human beings were made for peace. He seems to have believed that those stories taught us that God created us to be peaceful with each other. And he also seems to have understood that peace frequently can be realized in confronting our fears. And you can hear the echoes of that belief that peace comes from confronting our fears in today's scripture reading. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. But how? I mean, it's all well and good to realize that we must confront our fears in order to begin practicing peace more fully. But frankly, inspiring quotes and imageries, well, they're clearly not enough to motivate us towards confronting the fear which prevents us from fully practicing peace. Humanity has a long and gruesome history, offering a counterpoint to any semblance of a thought that we might have had that we are somehow beginning to understand peace. Buddhist teacher Thich Nhat Hanh encourages us to see that it is in understanding, it is in knowledge, that we can be liberated towards the great truth that everything depends on our understanding as much of the whole situation as we can. The more fully that we understand, the less likely we are to be distracted from acting in loving and compassionate ways, acting in peace. It's important to note here that not all fears are bad. Fear based on deep knowledge can actually lead to self-preservation. It would seem, however, that our predominant fears are actually based on a lack of information, a lack of understanding, an absence of knowledge, or even incorrect knowledge. And it's precisely the unknown that brings about our anxieties and our fears and ultimately our inability to practice peace. The fears that are based on a lack of understanding, a lack of knowledge, are dangerous and they are life-sapping things. With this weekend being the opening of Star Wars, I'd be remiss if I didn't put in a Yoda quote in this. So here's what he has to say about that bad kind of fear. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Bad fear, the kind of fear based on a lack of or even false information, truly does lead to suffering. Fear based on false information has led to war on the national level and has completely destroyed relationships on the personal level. Yoda seems to have known what he was talking about. So, it behooves us to consider how to be more peaceful. Now I'm going to repeat that because Within it's one of the many keys to gaining more peacefulness. It behooves us to consider how to be more peaceful. How to be more peaceful. Not how to create peace. Not how to find peace. How to be more peaceful. Peace is not a thing that you create or even a destination that you can fully reach. Peace is a way of being. It is the journey. It's not the destination. As I've already mentioned, one way to practice peace is to gain knowledge. The more we learn, the more we know, the less there is to fear. The less there is to fear, the less anxious we tend to be. And the less anxious we are, the easier it is for our personal paths to be about peace and less about fear. I started this message saying that peace has eluded us since the dawning of humanity. Not surprisingly then, as a species, we've thought, written, and communicated a whole lot about peace. And as a matter of fact, most spiritual thinkers have taught about peace. The interesting thing is how many different ways the great thinkers of our times have given us for pursuing peace. I suppose that's both good and bad news. The good news is that the pursuit of peace has many paths upon which to walk. There are multiple and varied ways to practice peace. The more difficult news is that no one, other than yourself, no one can tell you which path is the right path for you. That only comes with study, for gaining knowledge, reflection, some form of personal meditation, and the actual practice of peace. That is, doing peace, practicing peace even in the face of fear. We are the best version of ourselves when we are practicing practicing peace rather than practicing fear. Indeed, we always feel so much better about life when we are at peace with ourselves, with our family, with each other. When we are found being peaceful, we tend to make better decisions, create a better environment in the world around us, perform most of our tasks at a higher level, and even find life in general more satisfying. So friends, my grown-up Christmas wish for you and for me, and by extension to all the communities that we play a part in, from families to our neighbors to the places we work and to this very church, my grown-up Christmas wish for all of us is that we might begin the difficult work of practicing peace more fully. May we set aside our petty differences and see each person we meet as a new opportunity to practice being peaceful. And in doing so, may we help make the world a little more peaceful place to be.